Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Hi, Regina.
Wonderful High Desert.
Yes,
summer weekend.
Yes, we're excited. Back to school going on in the High Desert.
Can you believe it already?
Hope it's a good one so far for all our students. It is too early, though, I think.
I have to go back, but I know moms and dads are kind of happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is another beautiful weekend, summer weekend here in the High Desert. And I am, once again, very excited about this guest. I've known him since he came here and took the role of president of Victor Valley College. He's just been phenomenal to work with and has such a heart for our community that I think he's put down roots and plans to stay. I want to introduce to all of our listeners Dr. Daniel Walden, who is, in fact, the president of Victor Valley College. Dr. Walden, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We're excited to have you here and really want you to tell us a little bit about your role as president of the college and how long you've served in that position.
All right. Thank you, Regina and Roxanne, it's good to be here with you today. My role, I'm superintendent president of Victor Valley College. We're a single community college district. There are other multi-college districts. Mm-hmm. We are a single community college district, so we have one college, which is Victor Valley College, and that is overseen by five elected officials, our board of trustees. I report directly to them, so they select me and provide me my contracts, and I've been there 5.5 years, a little over now, and
so far so good, huh?
Well, they just gave me a new 4-year contract,
all
so
right.
I guess maybe we'll hang around a while. But I'm the chief executive officer, so my job is to run the operations of the college, and I like to think about it though more as a chief experience officer.
I like that.
Still CEO, but chief experience officer,
yes.
Because what I'm thinking about every day when I come to work is what is the experience of the students on this campus? And then that causes me to reflect even further on if my students are going to have a 5-star experience, I need to work on making sure our employees have a 5-star experience. So I'm thinking every day about how people on the college, whether they're an employee or a student, experience life at Victor Valley College.
Yeah, I love that. And so what is life at Victor Valley College looking like these days? Because I know there's a lot going on. I think you've got some new classes, programs. There's some new facilities that are going to be opening. So, Dr. Walden, I'm just going to give you the floor and let you just tell us all things VVC that are new and exciting.
Well, given that the Olympics just closed, I'll just jump in the pool and make a big splash. I'm happy to announce that we are the fastest growing community college in California.
Wow.
Out of 116 colleges, we are way far and ahead, growing faster the last 2 years. And now we're going into our third year and seem to be still leading the pack.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then with some conversation with national leaders, it appears, in their view, we're probably the fastest growing community college in the nation.
Why do you think that is, Dr. Walden?
I think that we are doing some really cool things, things that maybe some other people and other colleges are not doing. I do think it has to do with the High Desert and the economy and the socioeconomic factors here. right now. I mean, this is the next big booming area. You know, the flash rail is coming in, and you know, just lots of excitement with logistics moving to the area. And there's a very low occupancy rate, or vacancy rate, sorry, for houses and apartments and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Homes that are going on the market, at least in my neighborhood, seem to be selling really quickly. So I just think we've got that. The fact that our superintendents of the local K-12s are telling me that their elementary, middle school, and high schools are all packed, that they literally are out of room. That's sort of
capacity.
Yes, and that's sort of, you know, against the trend nationwide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we know that's not the case in L.A., for example. They're in a downward trend and are expecting to go even further down. So we have a lot of high schools. We are actually in 35 high schools, Victor Valley Colleges, and we actually employ many of their counselors to work for us. At the same time while they're working for their high school. Mm-hmm. So the last 3 years, we've captured about 40% of the graduating seniors. So they're directly injured.
A really comprehensive pipeline.
Right. So we're getting, you know, 40% of them. I know that last year, I don't know what the stats are this year, but last year, 70% of all the seniors filled out FAFSAs and applications to Victor Valley College. 40% coming, with about 60% of them enrolling full-time.
Wow.
So that's huge for us. And 75% of our students are under 30. So we're not like the traditional community college where it has, you know, more older adults. We have many more younger people coming to college.
A few years ago, it was opposite of that, right? The
Correct.
Average student's age was 30.
Yes.
So that's not the trend that you're having now, right?
No, it's not. It's actually the opposite. So
okay.
We have nine major feeder high schools where we get most of our students, and we have a counselor from our college in each one of those high schools 5 days a week, mm-hmm. working and interacting with their counselors and their students to get them over to Victor Valley College.
Now, do you think that concurrent enrollment, because I know that students that are in high school can do concurrent enrollment, through VVC, do you think that is also contributing to the, you know, numbers increasing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that the fact that we're already getting them in college classes, they're already in the mode, they're enrolled in the college, so, you know, where are they going to go next is where they've already been successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly another thing. A couple of more cool things that I think we're doing in answer to Roxanne's question about why we're growing so fast. Two and a half years ago, we started a call center. We call it Connect to Success.
Yes.
And this last year, they answered 118,000 calls from people calling the college, whether it's a student, just someone from the public, the community, or someone actually from, you know, an employee calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, I had a group come in and shop for us. And I said, I want you to shop by phone and tell me, what's the experience of people
right.
who are calling into the college? Well, they came back with a report that said, well, usually the call's not picked up, mm-hmm. so there's no answer. If it is picked up by an operator, they're transferred to some department that doesn't pick up.
Right.
And if the department does pick up, they're quickly dismissed to go look on the website for the answer.
Okay.
So nobody was answering those 118,000 phone calls.
Right.
So now they are answering the calls. Last year we answered, I believe it was 90,000 or something like that. Don't quote me on that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that the number's increasing every single year. When we run the data, 90% of those calls have a first call resolution.
Wonderful.
So the person calls in, gets an answer then. Right. 85% overall satisfaction rate.
And Dr. Weldon, I just want to make sure that there's some clarity there. These are calls that are coming in and actually being answered by a live person. This is not you're going through the whole
system. No AI.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you're actually talking to somebody who you can say, this is my issue, this is my concern, or I'm trying to find out, and they are helping that person to navigate your system
so
to get the resolve. Right?
Typically call people who work in a call center, like the lowest paid individuals,
mm-hmm.
We don't go that route. We actually have a student services specialist answering these phone calls. So these are higher-level employees. All of them are trained to handle what we call Tier 1 issues. Mm-hmm. So for it's a financial aid question, they can answer any quick question. Oh, yeah, this on the FAFSA means this or that, or this is when check disbursements are going to be going out.
Right.
But if a person has a real issue, mm-hmm. then the other 10% of the calls that aren't resolved on their first call are transferred into a ticket system that go directly to a manager, and then that manager assigns someone to resolve that ticket issue. That is also backed up by a executive vice president who gets a report every few days and is able to make sure that those tickets get closed.
Right.
The last four or five times I've checked, when I say, are there any open tickets, they say none. Mm-hmm. So they're actually closing those tickets on those 10% of the calls that don't get that first call resolution.
Yeah. And that's what people appreciate. They want their question answered and or either
yes.
in a timely manner, where sometimes
yes.
you call somebody, you never receive a call back.
And not
so this is very, very awesome.
Press one, press two,
mm-hmm.
right? But actually, so that's wonderful. So that's something that you implemented. That program has now been in place for how long?
About 2.5 years.
And
I know of
years.
No other community college in California doing this.
And I definitely think it makes sense that that would contribute to some of the increase in success you're having.
Another really cool thing, you know, we have the one stop. So if you're driving down Bear Valley, you see the beautiful building with the three flags.
Mm-hmm.
That's where students go. If they don't want to go to college, just go get in there. They can get you enrolled and going. Everything you need's in there.
Okay.
Plus all the support, wraparound support that you'll need as a student. But in the building behind that, we're calling that the second stop now.
Oh.
And in the second stop, we have created engagement centers that
yes.
are broken up by the divisions of the college so that students are actually contacted once they're enrolled and brought into the engagement centers, where there's an entire success team of managers, a dean, counselors, peer mentors, and tutors, and all that is in that one building.
Huge. That is filled with so many resources, and you're really helping to position those students for success. That center is phenomenal, and those that you have working in that center, those are some of your most phenomenal faculty and staff members that are running that operation there. I've had the opportunity to take a tour and to also interact with a lot of those individuals. And it's amazing the great work that's coming out of there, because it really equates to student success.
So once they're in, we're in the second stop to keep them in and get them to complete.
Yes.
So I think, you know, the outreach to the high schools, the call center, the Connected Success Center, the engagement centers, along with the one stop, you know, I think you're getting a college that's really clicking away at efficiency and really giving students a five-star experience. And, of course, we've had this initiative called Caring Campus going for 6 years now, and we're beginning to get recognition for that. There's just a national article that went out in EdSource that where they had interviewed me, and we were able to interview me and also my executive VP, Todd Scott,
mm-hmm.
To just talk to us about that, because they had heard about the Caring Campus initiative and how successful it was becoming at Victor Valley College. So we now have a whole committee that works on that. And just when people feel cared for, you know, they want to be there. They like
yeah.
to feel like they matter
right.
and that they're important.
Right.
It's just like if you email me today and you know, I respond very quickly to your emails,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so that's your experience with me. I've
yes.
tried to create a culture of that on campus, because if you email me and I say, oh, that's just Regina, I don't have time, I'll get to her later, and 2-3 weeks later, you never heard from me, you don't feel that I really care about Regina.
Right.
But if I respond to you like I answer every email every day, if I'm in the to column, you're going to hear from me that same day, unless it's very late at night. And I get back right away to let people know, I at least, even if I don't have the answer, I'll say, I'll get with you. Someone will get back to you on this or something. You get a response knowing I heard you.
Yes.
And that Caring Campus is, I think, all of this that I'm talking about has got out into the community through our foundation and our other work with groups like your group and others, that the whole High Desert is excited about Victor Valley College. Everywhere I go, whether it's a chamber meeting or wherever, people are talking about it. They catch me in the grocery store, in the restaurant, and I just think that's a big, huge change from what used to be referred to as Tumbleweed Tech.
I think it's exciting. I think caring and respect. And I've heard a lot from students there on the campus that they feel respected. You know, they feel cared for, but they also feel respected. And there's value added to that. And so where people feel respected and valued for whatever they're contributing, right, is hugely important. And I think, Dr. Walden, that you have helped to foster in a culture of VVC that speaks to those things about caring and respect. And it's hugely important in today's society, you know. So thank you for that.
And I can speak to that, too, as an alumni of Victor Valley College, and I just received my second associate degree,
Yay!
Dr. Walden, in history. Thank you, from VVC. This past semester, even though I took most classes online, I mean, I was given answers by the instructor, other students. It was just a very welcoming experience from not having attended classes for the last few years. But I've always enjoyed the proximity of the college. I think that's what also was a great turn on for me. And then the Performing Arts Center.
Yes,
there are so many fantastic shows. And when I go to see some of the Christmas shows or the plays, just the amount of people there, it's just exciting to have a facility like this here in the High Desert.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Dr. Walden, and your staff for that.
Well, talking about facilities, next month we're going to be opening our Educational Event Center and our new athletic complex. And so with this, we have an event center that is sort of like a hotel conference center. It has three different salons. It opens up into one big salon that will accommodate about 625 people sit-down feed in round tables.
Nice.
Or you can construct it. It has two large dividers that break the salons up that come down out of the ceiling and land on the floor. And those are 18 inches thick. And they divide those three salons where you can have three different events. We can use it for classrooms. The middle salon, Salon B, actually has a hidden dais for the board. So the wall slides back when it's time for board meeting, and the whole dais is exposed, and then the board will have its meetings there in the future, starting actually in September. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just gorgeous. We're going to have an open house here in the next few weeks, probably the first week in September.
We will definitely make sure that our listeners are aware of when the open house will be taking place. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to get over there and see the campus and see how things have grown, you know. And again, these facilities are being made open and available to community.
So we're actually hiring a full-time person, and we're going to provide them support staff that they're going to be full-time in engaging external entities to come to the campus and actually hold events.
Nice.
We intend to bring concerts, and people want to have a big, nice quinceañera, however you say that, you know, and then the whole sports complex is there. So we've got a football field now, it's football, soccer field, it also field and track,
great.
And it seats 4,000. It's got a press box and all that, fancy stuff. The track is Olympic track. It's a first-class track that we use the same field as UCLA for our turf.
Nice.
And we have big, huge Jumbotron there. We foresee ourselves sponsoring big esports events at that location. And then next to that, we've redone our ball field. And we're actually opening that up, and with new stands and fencing. And we've already got new turf down. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited and definitely excited for community to come out and see how, you know, this, just the campus has grown, and how good it looks. It just, you know, it looks good, right? And so, you know, we take pride in that, you know. We really do. We take pride in that. So I want to talk about a little bit, you know, we're in an election year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and you can correct me, Dr. Walden, but I believe there are three trustee board seats that are up for election this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. The last day file has passed, so one of those areas is not going to be contested, so the incumbent will stay in. That's Trustee Tarpley.
Okay.
Trustee Pinkerton resigned last month, and so there are four people running for that office.
Okay.
And then there was an appointment made when we had a vacancy due to the death of our late Dennis Henderson, who served on the board about almost 27 years.
Yes.
He was replaced by Laura DeVaricus. Mm-hmm. And she's running, and then also there is another person, Steve Terrell, that is running, and so there'll be the two of them in that seat. So possible two changes that could happen to the board.
Okay, which is great, and I wanted to bring that up because I want to encourage community to get involved, right?
Yes.
Those voices are vital and necessary to be heard, and there is opportunity to be of service. Right, in very meaningful and purposeful ways. So I just wanted to bring that up so that that's kind of top of mind since we are entering into that whole election season, right? So, Dr. Walden, I want to ask you, and I think you talked about this a little bit earlier, but really, as the leader that you are of this organization, what motivates and inspires you?
The students. We had 11,000 people plus at our graduation this year.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go to that?
I did, yes.
Then? Okay, so you saw
the crowd,
it
was amazing.
Right?
It was amazing.
And so, I mean, that's a lot of people.
It was a lot of fun.
The venue told us, they said, wow, you're bigger than our concerts. And so that, you know, the fact that that many people are now going to graduation,
mm-hmm.
We have not, usually you have all these graduates and not that many walk. This year we had like out of 2,000 graduates, 900 of our students walked.
Mm.
And that was just incredible to see that happen.
Yeah.
So it was just that going to that event. And then the other, we have a lot of mini graduations like nursing and EMT and, you know, paramedics, all that, all the different groups that graduate. I try to attend all of them that I can. We had our first black graduation this year. And I was think, out of town and unable to attend that.
Yes, but it was a wonderful celebration.
We had our first cosmetology graduation.
Yes.
That filled up the theater. And almost all the students graduated that entered that program, which is amazing,
which is
for cosmetology.
Yes.
And so seeing the students succeed, meeting them, talking to them, being with them. We take our ASB every year to the mountains for 4 days,
mm-hmm.
and we do training with them, and management is there with them, and we get to interact with them. The students are what energize me.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, you were talking a little bit about some of the classes. Right? And I think you've got some new classes coming. I know that your CTE program is just really robust and seems to be doing exceptionally well. But I think you mentioned that there are some new classes that are going to be available.
So this last spring, we hired a new manager of community education. So we're kicking off and really flexing our muscles on that. And that is to allow seniors and people of the, not just seniors, but anyone in the community that wants to take sort of some different kind of classes.
Mm-hmm.
Like this fall, for example, we're offering for the first time planning for retirement, mentally and emotionally. That's a class. Living trust, advanced directive. That's a class.
Mm-hmm.
Another one on live like Betty, about Betty White quotes, and a whole class on that and her longevity. Finance options to maximize your dollars.
I like that.
County programs to make your life easier. Another class on knowing all about Social Security, Medicare 101, giving back by volunteering. And
wow.
So they're just some of the classes.
That Medicare 101, I probably need to sign up for that.
It just brings more variety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that you do need a class for that.
So So we're really excited about this community ed class. Yes. There's so many things that can be done with community ed. For one thing, you can test the water on future programs that you might want to bring into your non-credit area, mm-hmm. or else your credit classes later. You can test the waters in community ed to see what the demand is.
Community ed, okay.
And so, Dr. Walden, for anyone who's listening and maybe interested in learning more or finding out how to, apply for these classes or, is there a website? Can they just go to the Victor Valley College website and all of that information is listed?
So they can do that. Anyone can just go to the VVC website. Or that wonderful Connect to Success that I
yes.
told you about. Mm-hmm. You can dial 760-245-4271, and somebody will answer the phone. And they're open. They open early. I want to say 7:30
okay.
in the morning and go to like, I'm not sure what their latest hour is right now, but somewhere between 8 and 9. So they're
right.
open in the evenings, and they're answering calls 5 days a week. Well, we've been on a 4-day work week, but now we're back to a 5-day.
Okay.
So,
and this new semester starts when?
The 26th of this month.
Okay.
That's coming up.
So that's coming up, right? Dr. Walden, I want to thank you for all of this wonderful information that you brought and shared with our listeners. I want to thank you for just the phenomenal job that you and staff, faculty, the board, all seems to be doing to just increase the opportunities that are there for the college, and that also, to really work at increasing the student population and that experience that they are having, to have that 5-star experience, which is hugely important. So I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for taking time to come down and talk to Roxanne and I.
I know. I'm excited. Thank you, Dr. Walden.
Share all of that. We're looking forward to the opening of the event center and also the stadium, right? And so you're welcome anytime to come back and share with us if you have information that you want to share with community, things that you think they need to be aware of, how we can come alongside and support this wonderful institution that's right here in the High Desert. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And remember that VVC is the place to be because we accept 100% of the top graduating class.
We'll remember that.
The top 100%. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.